Hi guys, it's Eric RPG, and I'm here with another review for you, and this time it's Metroid Dread, which is a long-awaited sequel to Metroid Fusion, and by the developer Mercury Steam, who did the Samus Returns remake of Metroid 2. And it is quite honestly not only their best work, but their best work on a Metroid game. But it's probably a good enough successor for Super Metroid. While this game doesn't employ some of the elements that you would see in Samus Returns, it highly refines them and brings in elements of Super Metroid, so there's a lot of linearity, but still much more less constrained than Metroid Fusion was, and it doesn't hold your hand. And one thing I would kind of wish they had done a little bit as an option for people who want that, but it doesn't exactly point you in the direction where you need to go, but it does have spots in the game where the game sort of locks you in by, like, you'll have to slide into a room and you won't be able to get back out until you solve a problem and you get the new item and then you can go explore for a bit more, and then you can only do so much until you're stuck back in Pathy. And so there's that, but for people who have, like, certain or some kind of disability that just they get lost in the game easily, it's not exactly great. So other accessibility options are also missing, like larger text size, being able to change the text color, having more lines in the dialogue voiced. There's only a few cutscenes in the game where that is. And a difficulty selection would have been nice for those who don't want to play this game on normal, because normal's difficulty is actually rather difficult. It's actually one of the more difficult Metroid games, and a lot of people are currently locked out that way. And the only other difficulty option is hard mode, which you get after you beat the game. And it'll take you quite a bit of time to fight some of these bosses if you're not well-versed. And, like I said, an easier difficulty setting would have been nice, because enemies hit like a brick, and despite the fact that you're collecting a bunch of E-tanks, they can work through those E-tanks really quickly, and there are no reserve tanks in this game, unlike Super Metroid. So, I don't know, maybe there'll be a patch that they can rebalance, or maybe they'll actually add a difficulty setting. And, like, another issue with the game is that, apparently, the developers themselves who made the game aren't credited, because it's actually a weird policy within Mercury Steam, and that's not great. But, as a game, like I said, it's still fun, but it is missing a few things that could have made it even better. But there are things like more visual information on your map screen, as well as a mini-map screen, just like Super Metroid. And, like, the map screen itself, there's lots of visual information on it. It's just a smaller version of it, and so it's good that both maps feature both their sets of information. So, like, one of the things the game will do is it will let you see which different types of doors require which different types of weapons, and whether or not something's a screw attack block and stuff like that. So that's nice. That's one accessibility option in a sea of not having a lot of them. So it's not all bad. But other things that are great, which would be the reworked Aeon system from Samus Returns, where you'd use special abilities. None of the abilities in that game exist in this one, but there's now an air dash, so that's great. And you could do ball shrine sparks, which is something you could also do in Fusion, so there's no reason that you couldn't do it in this one. So they at least remembered that. And a lot of the harder E-tank and other upgrades are gone that way, so you're going to have to practice. And they did take account to people who in sequence break the game, so there are actually ways to insta-kill certain bosses, or at least two-shot bosses, using Shine Sparking or getting bombs early lets you kill a boss early. Stuff like that. And that's only what we know now. There's probably other ways to break bosses. But, so maybe those who have a challenge with the game, if you don't mind challenging yourself in other ways, like platforming to get something out of your way by sequence breaking, maybe there's a way to just bypass a boss completely. The final boss itself is not too bad once you learn the patterns, but this game is very pattern-heavy to victory type deals, so keep that in mind. But it's a really highly fun game, and like I mentioned earlier, but that's all I really have to say other than if you're a fan of Metroid, to pick it up. $60 is absolutely worth it for this game. All the people complaining about the price didn't have to deal with the N64 era or the SNES era, where games were usually more than that. The really good ones, anyway. But that's all I have to do for today. So see you guys later next time. Bye-bye.